National FFA Convention. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Tennessee FFA brought more than 900 FFA members and guests to Indianapolis, Indiana recently for the 89th National FFA Convention.
I think my favorite part is talking to everybody and making connections and just learning about other people and how that they succeed in their own chapters and what they do to implement growth in the agriculture industry. And each person has a unique quality that we learn that we bring back and we implement in our own homes and communities. And it's something that's just incredibly special and that you don't get everywhere that you go, and it's just a great experience.
Erin Bacon is a senior at Jefferson County High School, and she says coming to the National FFA Convention and mingling with the 60,000 total in attendance while going through the expo, attending sessions and leadership workshops is just indescribable. Senior Preston George from the Wilson Central chapter says the sessions are his favorite part.
It's a great life-changing experience because when I first came, I was kind of questioning, what it was about, but there's a feeling when you go into a session and you see the national president say, FFA members, why are we here? And as 60,000 people recite to practice brotherhood, honor agricultural opportunities and responsibilities, there's just a humbling feeling that you're part of something bigger than yourself.
And the highest level you can reach in the FFA is receiving your American FFA degree, something you earn after years of commitment to the FFA and accomplishments in your supervised agricultural experience program. Brandon Gray from the Collierville FFA chapter just outside of Memphis reached that level.
It's something I've been waiting for the last 2 years, and I was the first person in 65 years from my chapter to receive it. FFA means to me giving people a voice, and by that I mean the people who have always been told no. It lets them show their inner skills as far as public speaking, to getting up and doing competitions.
Less than 1% of FFA members receive this honor, so congratulations to the 173 Tennessee FFA members who achieved that pinnacle. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.